A UN special envoy on HIV/AIDS says the world body's anti-AIDS campaign is in danger of collapse because donor countries are unwilling to fund it. UN officials say the 3x5 plan to put 3 million HIV-infected people into antiretroviral treatment by 2005 is the best chance in 20 years to turn the AIDS pandemic around. But the Secretary General's special envoy for HIV/AIDS in Africa, Stephen Lewis, says he's been astonished to find the expected support from donor countries has failed to materialize.
So far, and we're into the third month of 2004, donor governments have been unwilling to contribute the money.
Mr. Lewis says the World Health Organization needs $200 million over the next 2 years to put 3x5 in place. He calls that a small sum, less than 0.1% of the cost of war and reconstruction in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he says he cannot understand why the money is not forthcoming.
My reasoning is a vacuum. I've never understood it. It remains inexplicable to me to this day. I know only that we are forever counting the bodies, and we cannot seem to rally the international community.
Mr. Lewis says the very existence of the 3x5 program, a key feature of Secretary General Kofi Annan's anti-AIDS campaign, is hanging in the balance.
And I'm hoping that in the next few weeks that will change, or we won't make it. We just won't make it. And that will be a terrible blow to the UN, and it will be a terrible blow to fighting the pandemic.
The goal of having 3 million people in antiretroviral treatment by the end of next year remains a distant dream. Mr. Lewis says at this time, 300,000 people are in treatment. He said so far only three countries, Britain, Spain, and Sweden, have indicated a willingness to donate what he called modest sums to fund the program. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.